This is KUT. During an election, what's the most important thing a candidate can have? Some psychologists say name recognition, but a close second may be their position on the ballot. On Wednesday, the Austin City Clerk randomly selected the order of names to appear on the ballot in the November City Council election. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on why ballot placement matters.
This November's ballot promises to be long. Austinites will be voting on a wide array of things, from governor to county commissioner to school board. And in the middle of all that, Austinites will also be voting on who their next city council representatives will be. So voters will have a challenge.
We have an election coming up in which very few of the candidates are actually that well known.
That's Art Markman, a UT psychology professor. The reason some candidates lack name recognition is because Austinites will be mostly choosing from average Austinites and not seasoned politicians. That may make voters feel like their candidate is more in touch with their district, but it may also be hard to remember who the candidates are when they're not household names. Markman says when facing the ballot, voters may feel like they have a multiple choice test in front of them.
In multiple choice tests, normally at least one of the answers feels a little bit familiar, and so that familiarity probably reflects that you saw or heard something related to that. But imagine you didn't study at all. Now, what do you do? Well, you know, you make a guess as to what it is that you're supposed to do, and those guesses then get based on all kinds of other things.
If a name sounds or looks like the voter's name, it has a greater chance of being picked. If a name is at a certain place on the ballot, it has a greater chance of being picked as well. That's why Austin City Clerk Jeanette Goodall thought it was important to select the placement of names on the ballot at random instead of, say, alphabetically. On Wednesday, Goodall went through every one of the 78 candidates' names and selected their order.
This is very high tech.
Goodall dumped the names on little slips of paper in a jar. Then, for each race, picked the names out one by one.
I will shake it up. Okay, so
the first name on the ballot for the mayoral race will be Mary Catherine Krennix. The names with the most recognition ended up in the middle of the pack, and the last name drawn was Steve Adler's. Eight people are running for mayor, but there are some races where there are as many as a dozen candidates. UT's Art Markman says those candidates will have to work the hardest to stand out.
The larger districts are going to be ones in which the placement might actually matter more, particularly because if your name is buried in the middle, it's very hard for you to get noticed.
Ideally, a candidate would want to be either the first on the list or the last. Markman says our brains gravitate towards both ends when it comes to lists. If given the choice, the very best place to be on a ballot is the last.
This is why supermarkets put products that they want you to grab at the very end of the aisle, because it's got this unique position.
Since candidates did not have a way to influence their position on the ballot, some have thought about actually telling voters where their name will be and get voters to look not for their names, but instead for their number. Joy Diaz, KUT News.